The indictment of a Kauai councilman sent shockwaves across the state last week. Lawmaker, lawbreaker, it's the talk of the town. HBR's Casey Harlow was there when the indictments were handed down. Good morning, Casey.
Morning, Catherine. How are you doing?
Good. So this is, yeah, one of those stories you're going, what?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when the news broke last Thursday of he was in a drug sweep and was arrested, we couldn't really believe it. I mean, this is someone who's also been in trouble with the law in recent months as well. So, I mean, it kind of seemed like, wow, this couldn't get any more crazier for this one individual. More of the newspaper side of things, he will be in court this afternoon for a detention hearing in Honolulu. Last week, he pled not guilty to the charges. He faces 10 felony charges. The more significant ones are drug trafficking, possession, and intent to distribute. And according to Kenji Price, U.S. attorney for the District of Hawaii, he was apparently the head of this drug ring with the United Samoan organization. And on top of those felony charges, here are some other things that he was alleged to have done.
In addition to running a drug trafficking organization and trying to help a fugitive obtain an unregistered firearm, Bruhn tried to evade law enforcement and obstruct justice. Notably, while trying to avoid detection, Bruhn disparaged police officers. For example, on October 18th of last year, Bruhn called a member of his drug trafficking organization and warned him, in substance and in part, not to go to Port Allen because there were, quote, undercover cars down there. A day later, Bruhn arranged to meet Umu, but told Umu that he went to a location called Salt Pond because there were, quote, cops in Hanapepe Town. About a week and a half later, while arranging to meet a co-defendant, Bruhn told her, in substance and in part, hang on a little while, cops galore over there. On yet another occasion, Bruhn supplied one of his drug dealers with methamphetamine, then told the drug dealer to lie to law enforcement after they seized it during a traffic stop. When Bruhn's co-conspirator called him and expressed concern that, in substance and in part, all of the, quote, stuff is in the bag in my backpack, Bruhn told the co-conspirator to lie to law enforcement about who owned the backpack.
And that's just some of the things that he's on top of the drug trafficking, possession, and distribution, intent to distribute, that he's alleged to have done. And the feds wiretapped his cell phone, his office phone, even tracked his social media accounts. And Kenji didn't want to say too much about the details of what the federal government has on him. But they know that he's been operating since June of last year. He may have been doing this even longer. And it's still an active investigation, so that all the details really haven't really come out. But I do have a 29-page indictment in front of me, and I'll tell you what, this is a page-turner. It could be just as good as a New York Times bestseller at this point. But just to kind of go over these charges that he's facing, the more significant ones, he could face a max sentence of life in prison, and he faces quite a significant amount of a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. So if he's found guilty on any of these things, he could have life in prison plus more.
And have you had a chance at all to reach out to his attorney?
I haven't reached out to his attorney. Our reporter, Ashley Mizuo, she was at the arraignment last Friday because I was on my flight heading back here. But Rustin Barbie, he is Councilmember Bruhn's attorney. He didn't want to comment at length about it. He says that the case is still premature. But obviously, this is the talk of the town in Kauai, and I talked to several folks. A lot of them didn't want to go on tape, but they would love to have to talk to me about this. One individual that I met in a coffee shop, he said that he felt a little betrayed. He felt very disappointed because Bruhn apparently ran on a campaign of forgiveness and second chances because Bruhn has had history with methamphetamine and was in rehab and had some trouble with the law before the October traffic stop incident, which apparently was connected to this investigation where he was pulled over by a police officer. And when the police officer told him to get out of the car to search the vehicle, Bruhn drove off and injured the officer. And while he was driving off, he threw out a pound of meth out of the car as well. So all that was part of the investigation, but he's had issues in the past with methamphetamine. One person that I actually got to talk to and got on record on tape was Joe Maurer. He works with At-Risk Youth, and he was very disappointed as well with the news. And here's some of the things that he had to say.
It doesn't seem like he should be a sitting council member. My question is, can they suspend him? Can they, until the investigation is complete? Because it doesn't seem appropriate for him to be on the board of, you know, council members at this point in time, given the information that has been reported. This is a problem. Like, this can't happen. Like, Kauai has a big enough drug problem, and something has to be done about it. Our council members are the people we elect to, like, help curtail those things. You know, so, like I said, it was shocking, angering for me, because I literally work with these youth that have been affected by methamphetamine. You could probably, in a matter of a few blocks and conversations, figure out where you can get it. And when I drive around these streets, especially here in Lihue, I see a lot of our kids, like former clients, and I know that they've been affected by this drug. And when I see them walking around here, it's like my heart sinks, because it's like, well, is that why they're walking around and, you know, these streets right now? Is that what they're looking for? That's troubling, and something that needs to be addressed.
So that last soundbite, he was kind of describing the larger issue of meth in Kauai. Don't really think of Kauai as a place where meth is like a surface problem, but it is running rampant there, apparently. And also at the beginning, where Joe said that he was disappointed that, you know, he's still a sitting council member. That's because in the county charter, according to Council Chair Kaneshiro, a council member can still hold his position as long as he's not found guilty, convicted of a crime, or if he resigns. We don't know if he is going to resign or not during this time, but until he is convicted of a crime, he cannot be ousted, I guess.
Right, and I have seen some, I think, letters to the editor where people are calling on him to step down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Any other sense from the community?
It was all pretty much the same. There was just a lot of shock and surprise that, you know, something like this happened on Kauai, and especially to a council member. Some think that it's corruption at its finest, but there is no suggestion, at least from the U.S. Attorney's Office, that there is more to this. I mean, again, this is an active investigation, so there could be more to this. But as far as we know right now, we can't say for sure.
Okay, we'll just see how this plays out. Casey Harlow, thank you so much.
Thanks.
We have been talking to HPR's Casey Harlow, who was on Kauai as the U.S. attorney, and federal authorities handed down the indictments of Councilman Arthur Bruhn.